probably seen those guilt-inspiring guides to Halloween decorations that clog the grocery store checkout lanes this time of year. Glossy pages that suggest we hand-blow glass jack-o'-lanterns for our porches and hand-loom orange fabric to drape around our houses for an unexpected touch. Why not add handmade bonbon spiders wrapped in tulle webs for a trick-or-treating surprise? But sometimes it's even more important to consider what we shouldn't be doing this time of year, otherwise known as Halloween decorating, to avoid lawsuits and other problems. Think of this as a way to stave off those scary process servers who bring tricks long after you thought trick-or-treating hours had ended. Note to litigious listeners, this is certainly not a complete list of things that can go wrong on Halloween. Please be aware that any Halloween decor and or costuming and or anything related to Halloween can be and will be and quite possibly has already been the subject of a lawsuit. In other words, don't sue me just because I didn't warn you of the dangers inherent in improperly tethered giant blow-up black cats, real torches of fire, or a decision to perch oneself on a rooftop dressed as a scary skeleton. I've narrowed the field to three overall suggestions. Pencils ready? Here goes. 1. Don't get back at neighbors when decorating for the holiday. If you're feuding with the locals, don't write their names on, say, tombstones in your yard. The police will likely be called and the whole thing can get nasty. So discovered some folks in a Chicago suburb who, fresh from a losing dispute over their very large RV and its parking space, decorated for Halloween with tombstones adorned with neighbors' names and poetry that would make Percy Bysshe Shelley weep uncontrollably. Trench, wench, stench. Police suggested that the tombstone decorator cover any names on the grave markers with tape and remove the tombstones altogether come November 1st. The more vengeful among us may wonder if the First Amendment disappears like a ghost on Halloween. It doesn't, but a jury could and did here find fighting words and therefore not constitutionally protected speech. Put another way, the whole tombstone thing is tacky enough without putting live persons' names on them. 2. Don't even try to argue in court during this season of scares that bans on large commercial advertising are unfair because we allow giant obnoxious Halloween decorations. In other words, don't use the Halloween decoration thing against us legally. As one court in Georgia noted, black cats and similar gear evoke warm, positive feelings in all but the most grumpy, and it's become a fine American tradition to spread cobwebs in shrubbery and display bats and witches in our yards and doorways. Commercial advertising ain't the same thing. Finally, don't hang Halloween decorations while balancing on a porch railing if you're on disability leave for back problems. More than bats and witches may be watching. So that's your quick, guilt-free guide to things you shouldn't do this Halloween. To reiterate, if you must, buy pre-made tombstones. Remember that we Americans love Halloween more than commercial advertising, and the truly injured shouldn't be the ones to decorate. Happy Halloween. I'm Amy.